This morning, the Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC, of Hillsborough County received their annual State of the Environment report and heard how the commission will trim $820,000 from its budget. The EPC's executive director, Rick Garrity, presented the 2007 State of the Environment report to EPC board members who also serve as Hillsborough County commissioners. Garrity said that many of the county's waters have been declared impaired by the state or federal government, which are indicated by red in the report.
All of the Tampa Bay waters are red. That it's because of mercury. This is a statewide issue for coastal waters, but a number of the tributaries are also demarcated as impaired for other types of parameters such as bacteria and nutrients. In fact, the total number of impaired water segments in Hillsborough County is about 77 river segments, and if you multiply that times the number of parameters that they are impaired for, it comes up to over 180 separate total maximum daily load requirements from the state.
In addition to mercury, the impairments were due to nutrients, low dissolved oxygen, or high bacteria counts, Garrity said. The estimated cost to meet state requirements for stormwater was startling, according to Garrity.
The Florida Stormwater Association estimates that to comply with the state requirements of total maximum daily load throughout the state, they estimate it's going to cost anywhere between $22 to $52 billion, and that's with a B.
Garrity said that in order to save money and reduce waste, the report will only be published online. Garrity attributed the 6 days this year when air quality in the county was considered unsafe to stricter standards.
U.S. EPA and scientists involved in setting these standards have come to the conclusion that the standards need to be ratcheted down. So even though we're making progress, the standards are getting tougher. And that's why you see in 2008 the fact that we've had six unhealthy air days, the same as the entirety of last year. The standards have changed just a little bit from 0.08 to 0.075 parts per million, but just that little bit is enough to cause exceedances at times.
Rick Shantz from the EPC's legal department told the board that the Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee is recommending that the EPC move forward with placing a referendum on November's ballot, asking voters to extend the county's environmental land buying program, known as ELAP. 2 weeks ago, County Administrator Pat Bean presented her 2009 fiscal year budget recommendations to the County Commission. They included a further budget reduction of $822,000 for the EPC, on top of other recent cuts. Tom Koulianos is the director of the EPC's Finance and Administration Department. He recommended a budget to the board.
We are recommending elimination of eight positions, six of which are occupied and two are vacant.
Laying off those employees made up most of the reductions, Koulianos said. All of the cuts had to be absorbed from the 60% of the EPC budget that comes from the general fund revenue, according to Koulianos.
So the elimination of the eight positions would result in $576,689 reduction. We were, a couple of years ago, the board gave us $12,000 in general funds to conduct overtime noise monitoring. I think most of that was going on at the time was because of the amphitheater issues, and we needed the money, and we are cutting that out as things seem to be calming down, and we're eliminating the market equity increases for senior staff. So total cost savings in personnel is $621,401.
But EPC board member Jim Norman said that because of the slowdown in development and construction, the cuts should go deeper.
What I don't understand is how development can be off like 80%. And however, that means y'all's activity level is nowhere near what it was over the last 5 years. The work levels are not there. The section of your agency that is dealing with development, construction, anything like that, I think that is the area that you need to reduce down to your activity level. But what I'm hearing from the different agencies, as I sit there and be quiet, is that there's a lot of filler going on.
The EPC board voted unanimously to accept Koulianos' budget recommendations. Members Kevin White and Ken Hagen were absent. WMNF asked the supervisor of the administration and finance section of the EPC, Joan Oman, to respond to Norman's comments.
I believe the division directors know their divisions and made them where they felt that we could still accomplish our mission. And we will continually review our resources in our operations to make the cuts and further reductions where we think is necessary.
You can learn more about the EPC and read their annual State of the Environment report on their website at epchc.org. To get a report on the current air quality index, call 813-627-2626. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.